This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. Joining the program this week is New York Mills, Minnesota farmer Cordell Hipsch, who also serves on the North Harvest Board of Directors. First, Cordell, help me recap the planting season, and now that we're into the growing season, how is that crop looking?
Well, I tell you what, Megan, it's actually been a pretty phenomenal growing season here in Lakes Country. We got our crop in a pretty timely manner. There was a short wait for seed, but other than that, once we got the seed, it was off to the races, and the crop went in really well. We've had just a tremendous growing season. We've had a number of violent storms here in the Lakes Country, so we're all dealing with blight in some way or another, but other than the blight, we've had the heat, we've had the sun, and we are under a lot of irrigation here, and so we really don't have a lot to complain about as far as this growing season is concerned.
Been able to keep weeds under control as well?
The weeds were a real trick this year. We had our window for spraying was just complicated by a really windy time frame there. So
right now, what stages of development is the crop at? I know primarily kidney beans in your area.
Yeah, we're in a kidney bean area. Everything's bloomed. The pods are set. I'd say we're going to start to see the crop start to senesce here within a couple weeks. I can see some of the lights are already starting to turn a little bit. So we're well on our way. Harvest is in sight already. So I would say this is probably going to be an average crop. I don't expect an above average crop just because of some of the disease issues.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.